That's the perfect birth date. Gates is the hockey player born on January 1st. Gates's best friend at Lakeside was Paul Allen. He also hung out in the computer room with Gates and shared those long evenings at ISI and C-Cubed. Allen went on to found Microsoft with Bill Gates. Paul Allen, January 21st, 1953. The third richest man at Microsoft is the one who's been running the company on a day-to-day basis since 2000, one of the most respected executives in the software world, Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer, March 24th, 1956. Let's not forget a man every bit as famous as Gates, Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Computer. He wasn't from a rich family like Gates, and he didn't go to Michigan like Joy, but it doesn't take much investigation of his upbringing to realize that he had his Homburg too. He grew up in Mountain View, California, just south of San Francisco, which is the absolute epicenter of Silicon Valley. His neighborhood was filled with engineers from Hewlett-Packard, then as now one of the most important electronics firms in the world. As a teenager, he prowled the flea markets of Mountain View, where electronics hobbyists and tinkerers sold spare parts. Jobs came of age, breathing the air of the very business he would later dominate. Here is a paragraph from Accidental Millionaire, one of the many Jobs biographies, that gives you a sense of how extraordinary his childhood experiences were. Jobs attended evening talks by Hewlett-Packard scientists. The talks were about the latest advances in electronics, and Jobs, exercising a style that was a trademark of his personality, collared Hewlett-Packard engineers and drew additional information from them. Once he even called Bill Hewlett, one of the company's founders, to request parts. Jobs not only received the parts he asked for, he managed to wrangle a summer job. Jobs worked on an assembly line to build computers and was so fascinated that he tried to design his own. Wait, Bill Hewlett gave him spare parts? That's on a par with Bill Gates getting unlimited access to a timeshare terminal at age 13. It's as if you were interested in fashion and your neighbor growing up happened to be Giorgio Armani. And when was Jobs born? February 24th, 1955. Another of the pioneers of the software revolution was Eric Schmidt. He ran Novell, one of Silicon Valley's most important software firms, and in 2001, he became the chief executive officer at Google. Eric Schmidt, April 27th, 1955. I don't mean to suggest, of course, that every software tycoon in Silicon Valley was born in 1955. Some weren't, just as not every business titan in the United States was born in the mid-1830s. But there are very clearly patterns here, and what's striking is how little we seem to want to acknowledge them. We pretend that success is exclusively a matter of individual merit, but there's nothing in any of the histories we've looked at so far to suggest things are that simple. These are stories instead about people who were given a special opportunity to work really hard and seized it, and who happened to come of age at a time when that extraordinary effort was rewarded by the rest of society. Their success was not just of their own making. It was a product of the world in which they grew up. By the way, let's not forget Bill Joy. Had he been just a little bit older and had to face the drudgery of programming with computer cards, he says he would have studied science. Bill Joy, the computer legend, would have been Bill Joy, the biologist. And had he come along a few years later, the little window that gave him the chance to write the supporting code for the internet would have closed. Bill Joy, the computer legend, might well have been Bill Joy, the biologist again.